What's going on, guys? Yep, you might be asking yourself, who's this guy now? It's me. It's Eduardo Limas. Sorry, my voice. It's a little different. For the past 2 days, I've been sick, guys. It's okay. You know, you gotta keep pushing. On this segment, I'm gonna be talking about a person who inspired me, who has helped me to, like, in a way, one way or another, at a certain time that I was listening to his music, it helped me to change my thoughts and stay positive and get back to the grind, like, truly get back to the grind, get back to writing stuff down, ideas, or, you know, design, whatever it was. But definitely impacted me greatly. And his name is Wiz Khalifa. As you guys know, Wiz Khalifa, he does you know, music, and you know, he's got his own flow. You know, some people might not agree to the stuff that he does, but listen, guys, you gotta understand, we're not here to please everybody. You know what I'm saying? You will never live happily if you are always worrying about what people are gonna say about you. You gotta stop that. You gotta decide what you wanna do and just go with it. You gotta understand, there's critics always. There's always gonna be, you know, people criticizing you. And you cannot listen to them. You got to keep going. You got to keep going. Keep going forward. Keep advancing. Very excited that I was able to launch this podcast. It has brought great feedback. This is episode 4. And oh, man, I'm not even planning this. Like, I'm just so sick. But I decided to do this, actually, podcast, because I was listening to, actually, Wiz Khalifa music, and I remember one of his songs, I forgot the name of the song, to be honest. I'm sorry, brother. I know you're going to listen to this podcast, but I really did forget what's the name of the song, but you're like, you know, I'm sick, but I'm still in the studio, you know, like, I'm making music. And, like, even though I wasn't directly listening to that song, you know, it reminded me of what I gotta do, right? And I started podcasting. And, guys, you know, this is my fourth episode within the first week. So this is pretty awesome. I love it. I have gotten, I would say, about 89 plays in total. And I'm thankful for that. You know, I got some really good, like, the listeners. Oh, they're very organic listeners. No, obviously, I didn't pay. but they're also business people. And they're like, Eduardo, I love what you're doing. So I'm going to keep going, educating too at the same time, because that's the whole purpose of this podcast that I launched, called the Limas Podcast. It's meant to help, like, people out there, man, you know, who are stuck, who are beaten down, people who have failed so much. Like, I'm talking about not just, like, financially hurting, guys. Like, I'm not just financially hurting. I'm physically, like, my body too, I'm hurting, you know, like, I injured my back in 2011. You know, I have 2 herniated discs. I mean, I gone through so much. So, you know, it people, for the ones that are hurt like that, you know, if you get to hear this podcast, I got to tell you something. Cheer up. You might be like, I can't no more. I can't. I'm done. You have no idea, Eduardo. I'm done. I'm beaten down. I'm done. And I'm telling you, to those say that. Because in the back of your mind, you have these backup weapons. Bring them forward. Yo, put them in front of your brain. I'm not speaking literally, you know what I'm saying? What I'm trying to say is, give that one more last try. One more. I dare you. Matter of fact, I double dare you. Man, matter of fact, I triple dare you. Go one more time. It doesn't matter what you gotta do. Do you have to start over again? Let's say an idea, a business plan. Let's say you were doing a, let's say you were already on a, you were working on a project for, let's say, a year. And it went to shit. It went to nothing. You lost it. What are you gonna do right now that I'm triple daring you? Well, I'm not just telling you to do something, right? Because, you know, I can't tell you something also I have not gone through. So, I did that. I was so beaten down. I was so hurt. I was so lost. I didn't want to keep going no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm taking it hard, you know? Like, I'm every single project, man, that I do, that I touch, nothing. And guys, like, when you get out of your comfort zone, you see, there's many, a lot of people right now with social media everywhere flashing their nice cars and, you know, flashing everything, right? Nice watches, everything, because they made it already, right? But they didn't have the balls to launch a podcast on their journey. Now, lately, yes, a couple started doing it. And I also decided to do it too. Because that's proof, you know what I'm saying, that you're actually going through it. And through the podcast, you know, you reveal, right, things that you go through. And like I was saying, I was knocked down, man. I was Mike Tyson down. I mean, and then next thing you know, I said, hold on. Didn't I tell people on camera, on social media, Facebook and Instagram, and even on YouTube, that I was going to become great one day and that I was going to help society, that I was going to help out with education, that I was going to help out with everything that helps a society move forward? Like, I got big plans, guys. Like, I want to be a billionaire. I'm not playing. I'm only going to be here, you know, a couple more years. I'm 28, going to 29. What do you think, I'm going to play around the rest of my years here on Earth? Or whatever time I have left? Nah. Because education is so important. Because education is the source that helped me to, like, let loose, you could say. And my brain just started, like, absorbing everything, asking me for so much information. Like, once that happened, I had to make that switch. Because I said, no, I'm not going to go down. I got to get up again. And I shot one more time. Bow! And little by little, guys, I'm going to tell you the process. That could be. This is the process for me, but it could vary. But slowly, things start to change. After you do that one, you try that one more time. And like I said, that could be, it doesn't even have to be business. It could be a relationship. So you've just been having bad relationships since ever. It's okay. Get up again. go and find somebody else out there. You know how many beautiful women are out there? Are you freaking kidding me? There's so many beautiful women out there, bro. And I'll let you guys know. I'll let you guys know some of the ones that I like. I mean, I don't know, you know. Let's say that I was to find my future wife through this podcast. How crazy would that be, right? But I definitely love Caucasian women. Blue eyes, green eyes. I also love brunettes too, obviously. Again, blue or green eyes. I love Slovakia. Yes. But how do you say it if they're from that country? Slovakian? You guys gonna kill me and make fun of me for this, but I'm so sorry. But I have a friend from Slovakia. So they're, oh man, that's beautiful women. German women. But to be honest, I actually just want a woman that could like help me to grow even more. Like, yeah, she's like, she has to be beautiful. I want beautiful kids. Beautiful kids. By the way, I don't know, man, it's something amazing. It's something truly, truly amazing when you find that person that can be on the same level with you. I mean, I'm just saying. You know, like, I never experienced that. I think it sounds nice, right? So, guys, back to business, right? That's what I do. Like, I try to balance myself, man. You know, like, I can be serious. I can be funny. Because you have to balance yourself. So if there's like people out there right now, like if some of you guys think you guys are being too serious, relax. You know? Relax. Don't be too serious. Make people laugh. Do good deeds. Do something for your community. You will feel amazing. Once again, why am I telling you these things? Because I've done them. I was in the fire department when I was 17 years old. I was in high school. I used to go early mornings, like 5 a.m. for like a kitchen fire. Go put the fire out. I would be the hoseman too. Yeah, little short me in the front. I would have my backup man and two more. Next thing you know, go home, change up, go to school. Funny thing is, Miss Antuli, shout out to Miss Antuli. She's also a firewoman in a fire department. And she would hear the radio in the mornings, you know. And when I used to come into her class, because the funny thing is, I used to have her on my first period class. And she used to be like, how was that call, huh? It used to be like fun, very fun. Guys, I done homework help at libraries. I done some help at the Meals on Wheels facilities. And it feels so good, man. It feels awesome. It feels like, man, there's more to life than just this regular routine that sometimes you get caught up into. So I hope that many people get to listen to this podcast. I hope that a lot of you guys get inspired too, maybe by a word or something I say. Let that sink in. You know what I'm saying? Pay attention to it, because sometimes you like, for example, me, I will hear one word from someone and that would trigger a whole idea. So once again, I want to thank you guys for the support you guys have given me in these past podcast episodes that I launched. This is the fourth episode. Thank you very much, and we'll stay very active, actually. I got a couple more people to interview. So it's, this podcast is just going to get better and better and better, guys. So thank you for supporting me from the ground up. I appreciate it. I hope you guys have a great and amazing day. This is Eduardo with the Lemus Podcast.